Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
This is Dan Keating, and we're now in the final meditation of this week, and the last in chapter 12 of Exodus. We're going to do a quick summary of these final paragraphs of chapter 12, and then I'd like to point us to two New Testament passages that show the fulfillment of this. So what happens in the rest of the chapter? Well, we hear that, in fact, Israel does journey out of the land, a mixed multitude with their flocks, with the unleavened cakes, and they went out hastily. And then it gives a summary starting in verse 40, basically saying that Israel was in Egypt for 430 years. My goodness. On that day, they went out, the hosts of Israel. They watched with the Lord, and that night of watching is then decreed. And then, of course, that leads to what follows that concludes the chapter, which is an even stronger order to keep the Passover, the ordinance of the Passover. The command is given, keep this Passover. And so it describes how to do it. And in fact, in the land, when they come into the land, in the promised land, this is how they're to keep the Passover. So it's looking forward. And they did it. Moses and Aaron, they did this the very day they came out, and thus ends the chapter. Now, of course, we're going to come to the time in the wilderness. We're going to lead up to the Red Sea and all that. There's lots still to come. But the basic work of redemption, that first act to get them out of the land, has happened. Let's now, we've looked quite a bit at this chapter. I'd like to do is have us look at two passages. The first pointing to Christ, this is 1 Peter 1:18 to 19, and the second one pointing to the celebration of the feast. The first points to what happened in Christ as the fulfillment of this, and the second, our celebration of that as we keep the feast in a sense of Passover. 1 Peter 1:18. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your fathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Christ is like the lamb. He's not actually a lamb. He's a man. But he represents that lamb. That lamb represents him, better said. We were ransomed, you might say, from the feudal ways, from slavery, from what Egypt represented, not with silver and gold. The Israelites were given silver and gold on their way out, but they weren't redeemed by that. They didn't make a payment, but rather we were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or spot. Remember that passage in Exodus 12. And through him we have confidence in God. So, clearly, Christ is the fulfillment of this great work. And as we're going through this season, even as we're in the, you might say, the wilderness, walking our way to the land, again, going through that period of purification to arrive there, we're going toward the full celebration that is called for in Exodus. Now it's the celebration of the Lamb who was slain, the one without blemish or spot, for our redemption. But let's take it one step further and look at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5, verses 7 to 8. 1 Corinthians 5, 7 to 8. Paul's writing about unrighteousness in the community, in the church in Corinth. And he says to them, using the language of the Passover, cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new dough as you really are, unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Brothers and sisters, we are really in this season. We're in the season of removing the leaven, of getting rid of things that keep us from Christ. So we're meant to celebrate the feast, literally. The feast of the Passover, but the fulfilled feast of the Passover, because our Passover, who's Jesus Christ, has been sacrificed once for all, as Hebrews tells us. and we have this great festival before us. What are we meant to do in this time of preparation, this time, as it were, of wandering and trusting in God in the wilderness, of going out with him? We're meant to get rid of malice and evil, all that is not of God. We're meant to purge out and pray that the Lord would take away and resolve to act in the new way that we've been made, so that we might have the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. We too keep the feast of unleavened bread as we live in Christ. We remove the leaven as they did at the beginning of the feast, and we live now with that unleavened bread. We really are unleavened because Christ has redeemed us. We are made pure. We're made an offering for God, and we too in this time have the chance to get rid of that old leaven so that we might celebrate the feast of the Passover, who is Christ himself. We might do that with great joy and great fruitfulness. May the Lord give us his help as we set out to do that in this season.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.